could there be any alien in us?
In our genes, in our genetics.
In our genetics. In fact, I believe that there's still a big missing link, and they are not exactly sure how man leapt forth onto the planet. We don't exactly have that nailed down yet, right?
Exactly, yeah. And then it was a spectacular flowering.
A big leap, right?
Yeah, I mean, we just sort of came from nowhere, as it were. I mean, certainly civilization, it happened just in a blink of an eye, really, in geological terms. It was just fantastic. So, I mean, that's one possibility, that you've got sort of some... Well, this is kind of like the 2001 scenario, isn't it, where you get the black monolith that passes on some kind of... But it has been suggested by one pretty mainstream scientist, Paul Davies, who's... the Australian University, that there's a lot of our DNA that doesn't seem to do a whole lot. It's called junk DNA, and it's just there, and he says, well, that would be a great place to put a message. You can store a heck of a lot of information in DNA. I mean, enough to all the instructions for a human being.
Oh, brother. We've already got the Bible code, so now they're going to start looking at the DNA, and they're going to find heaven knows what.
Well, it's a possibility. And what better way to store it? If you want to pass on information, right?
Yes.
Put it, encode it, millions of years ago in this junk DNA that's eventually going to get passed down to whatever intelligent species evolves on that planet. And only when they have the technology to analyze that DNA, which is just about where we are now, are they going to be able to read the message? It fits perfectly.
Well, I never even thought of that. A message in our DNA.
And it's the most compressed way in nature of storing information. It's a perfect solution, So maybe that's where the junk DNA is, the message from the stars. We just have to get to that.
Has anybody taken a look at DNA from that perspective? I'll bet not. Not yet.
On a practical basis, not on an experimental basis. Just a kind of suggestion. Nobody's really taken that seriously, Because you'd be looking at it from a whole different perspective instead of programming proteins to do this and that. You're looking for actual binary, maybe, data in there, and it's a whole different ball game.
How did you arrive at this? This is fascinating.
Well, not really my idea. Like I say, Paul Davies, this Australian astronomer, cosmologist, initiated that idea, but it just... I kind of just extended that to, from what I just told you there. It just seems like a pretty neat solution. And I think the idea that you really do need that technology, you have to be able to analyze the DNA. So you have to be at a certain level in your technology at the point, and that's when alien intelligence would be interested in you, So there it is for millions of years, and all of a sudden you crack the code. And
what an incredible concept that there is a whole message there. Mm-hmm. Let's go further out on a limb. If there was a message there, what do you even hypothesize that message might mean or might be?
Well, it could be like a series of instructions, because it may be that all technological species go through the kind of crises that we're going through right now, and it will be at the point where their technology, first reaches roughly where we are. When you start to get these kind of advanced technologies and you're able to pollute the planet and cause all these environmental crises, that's the point at which you need the warning.
Maybe it'll just say, if you can read this, you're dead.
Exactly. I don't know why I'm laughing.
I don't know. I have no idea why I'm laughing. I'm sorry.
That would be a sick message, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
You've obviously advanced technologically to the point where you can now read this, which means you have done the following.
Yeah.
And your ice is melting, and your oceans are swelling, and your hurricanes are getting bigger. Basically, bye-bye.
That's right. Congratulations. You're dead, yeah.
Or here's
the solution to get how you get out of it.
There you are. Or
I think it's more probably.
Or perhaps, as in the movie Contact, the instructions for reaching out from Earth way past the speed of light would be encoded. Oh man, what a concept!
And then you kind of join the galactic club.
We're talking movie here.
Right.
We're really talking movie here. This is, I've never heard this, I've never considered this, but what a concept. And it would be by our, the problem with the concept is, it would be by our designers.
Well, you mean that they've altered our DNA, so they've created us? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I guess.
Well, not necessarily if it's in a part of the DNA that doesn't actually encode us. You know, it's kind of a surplus.
Well, yes, but to most, Professor, there's only one designer.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that it might not be readily accepted, but it still is a whale of a concept.
And it's a perfectly reasonable one. You know, each step of it is okay. It's perfectly scientific, if you like. It makes sense. You know, so maybe that's what we'll do eventually when we get to be very advanced. A million years hence, we might be seeding, DNA around that galaxy.
Either that, or maybe it instructs us how to breathe and enjoy large amounts of carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide and all sorts
with,
of chemical mixes and.
Right. So you don't have to get rid of the pollution, you just get used to it. So.
You learn to love it, like the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But the whole, anyway, folks, drifting away, but the concept of a message within our DNA, within this so-called, we call junk DNA, maybe it's not junk at all, some would say it once had a purpose, or it may, in our evolutionary path, yet have a purpose, or maybe it's just a message.